For the next few moments, even though it is Erev Pesach, Bedikas Chametz this evening, tomorrow morning is certainly the theme which a lot of people are thinking about, Birchas Hachama, in which, Mirtz Hashem, the Bell Harbor community is going to be gathering together on the beach, on one, Beach 135th, in that vicinity, at 6:20, in order for us to be able to say the bracha at the earliest opportunity at 6:29 at Netz Hachama, when the sun rises. Mirtz Hashem, we'll all be there together to be able to say the bracha in unison. Just like to speak for a few moments about this inyan. Starting off with a Mishnah in the third parak in Perkei Avos, it's a little difficult to understand. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he says, Mahalich b'derech v'shona. You have a person that's walking and he's learning. He's reviewing perhaps some Torah in his mind. Umasik mishnaso. And he stops what he was doing. V'omer, and he says, Ma noa ilan ze, ma noa nir ze. How beautiful is this tree? He admires this wonderful piece of nature, and he says, how wonderful is this plowed field. So the Mishnah says, Ma'alava kasuv kilu mischayim benafsho. Just translated over here, Scripture considers it as if he bears guilt for his soul, which means that obviously he did something which is wrong. And the question is exactly, what did this person do that was really so bad? After all, he admired creation. He admired Hashem's wonderful creation. And so why would this Mishnah be so harsh on such an individual? What did he really do that was really so wrong? What message did he miss? So in a few moments, in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, we mentioned the mitzvah of tzitzis. And one of the strings of the tzitzis is tchelas. So the Gemara Menachos tells us the symbolism of why we have this blue string. What does it represent? What is it supposed to remind us of? So the Gemara Menachos tells us that the tcheles, which is a certain color blue, has a very similar appearance to the sea. And the sea, which is also a shade of blue, is very similar to the color of the sky. And finally, the sky has a similar color to the Kiseh HaKavod, to Hashem's throne of glory. So some people ask the obvious question, it doesn't make any sense. If the purpose of the tcheles ultimately is for us to be able to connect to Hashem's Kiseh HaKavod, to Hashem's throne, to the Shekhinah, to Ruchnius, so wouldn't it have made more sense that Hashem should have made the tcheles the exact same color as the Kiseh HaKavod? Why is it necessary to have all these stages, the sky, the water, just have the tcheles the exact same color as the Kiseh HaKavod? So Maharishi Rabbi Zweig explains in a very simple fashion. It's clear from the way that the tzitzis are made, the tcheles are made, is to teach us that the way, the actual possible way in which a person is able to connect to the Shemayim and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through nature. That when a person looks at the tcheles, and if it would be the same color as the Kiseh HaKavod, perhaps you would be able to connect to spirituality, to godliness, but maybe very difficult. But when a person focuses their attention on Ma'aseh Bereishis, on the wonders of the world, at the sea, the vastness of the sky, then you'll have a much greater opportunity to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's why, he explains, it was deliberately done this way, that the tchelas are only to remind you of the sea, which will only remind you of the sky, because those are the channels which are necessary to truly connect to Hashem. And therefore, he explains the Mishnah and Perkei Avos in the following way. Certainly, this person does nothing wrong by admiring the tree, by admiring the plowed field. But if we read critically the words of the Mishnah tells us that a mahalach b'derech v'shona is learning. So he's engaged in Torah, he's connecting in his mind to something spiritual. Umasik mishnaso, the Mishnah says that you stop your learning and then you admire the tree. That is your mistake. Because this person thinks that the admiring and connecting to nature and to the beauty of of the world, of all the wonders of Hashem's creation, that's masik mishnaso. That's not something or a way in which one can directly channel themselves to ruchnias, to spirituality. The Mishnah is telling us here, just as our tchelos teach us, that the way in which we're able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through opening up our eyes and admiring the beauty of this world. So Amir Tashem, when it comes to this bracha, which comes about only once in 28 years, we're not only going to be reciting a very short bracha, but before we recite that bracha, we're going to have the opportunity to look at the sky, to look at the ocean, and ultimately to gaze briefly upon the sun, and to remember the greatness and the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mir Hashem, by doing so, we will be able to elevate ourselves, Mechayel Lechayel, from strength to strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zibur Chaim, Tarmitzvah, Shnemar, Haranayach HaVein, Saman Sidko, Yadil Torah, Yadir, Chadosh.